Hi everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Treasure, and I'm a Key Stage 1 teacher in an inner London Catholic primary school. And today we are going to be diving into the ethical challenges and opportunities that come with using technology in the classroom. We all know that tech has changed the way that we teach. Interactive learning, digital assessment tools, online platforms, there's a lot to be excited about, but this progress comes with a range of issues that I can't ignore. First up, there's student privacy. Student data privacy raises several ethical concerns. In our digital classrooms, we are collecting and we're sharing huge amounts of pupil data. But do we know where it's going? Do we know how it's stored or how it might be used in the future? No? Well, as teachers, we have a duty to protect this data, especially when our children are too young to understand the risks themselves. Then there's child safeguarding. With the online exposure, with online learning and video platforms and remote homework apps, it's easier now for children to be exposed to all of these risks. The rise of technology in education has heightened children's exposure to online risks, and this makes strong safeguarding measures crucial in digital learning spaces. This is even more pressing in our school, a Catholic primary school, where our safeguarding duty isn't just statutory. It's rooted in compassion and it's rooted in care. The children need safe places online just as much as they do in real life. Another challenge is digital citizenship. We now have to teach our youngest pupils how to be kind and respectful online. And this is even before that they know how to spell their surnames. It's a huge responsibility, especially when children may spend more time online than in real world social spaces. For me, teaching values like respect and dignity online is an extension of our Catholic ethos, so it is easy to incorporate this in the classroom. However, at home, it can be an issue. Digital equity is not just about devices and internet access, it's about ensuring all children have the support and resources to use technology efficiently and effectively, preventing further widening of the achievement gap. But one issue that's overlooked is equity at home. So many of our families, especially in Brixton, where I teach, face real barriers. Some children don't have devices or the internet access at home. And we realised this during COVID, that children were sharing one phone between three or four siblings. They didn't even have laptops. And the parents in our community, they're using English as a second language. And it created a huge challenge that they didn't fully understand how to navigate the school apps, the learning platforms, or the digital communication that we were giving them via email or through Teams. They were unsure of how to support their child's home learning simply because the instructions were unclear and completely inaccessible to them. And it impacted more than just learning. It affected the trust and the confidence and the school-family engagement. When we sent homework home using these digital tools that the parents couldn't use, we risked isolating families and we made them feel as if though they were failing, when in real fact, they were just excluded. If tech is going to play a central role in learning, we must ensure that all families, regardless of the language, the background, their situation, their financial situation especially, that we are not, ignoring that, and they feel supported and they feel trained and included. Now, stepping back from all of that, we can see that this fits into a broader pattern of how technology historically and today can advance society, whilst also deepening those inequalities. From the printing press to AI, innovation tends to benefit those who already have power and access. And if we're not careful, the same will happen in education. So what does this mean for my own digital literacy? It's no longer about knowing how to use a platform or app. It's about understanding who it includes and who it leaves behind. It means asking questions. It means pushing back on those things that don't feel ethical and constantly reevaluating how technology fits within my role. Not just as a teacher, but as someone who's shaping lives with love and empathy and fairness. In the end, the challenge isn't just to teach with tech, it's to teach well with tech. And it means putting people, putting children first, not platforms at the centre. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope you got a lot from this.